your host, Jason Marsteller, and I'm speaking with Swimming World Magazine contributor Dave Denniston. He's here today to talk about his recent rehab, as well as the upcoming Dave Denniston Relays. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Hey, thanks, Jason. Good to talk to you again.
Appreciate it. So to open up, why don't you give our devoted listeners an update on how your rehab is going, especially fighting through some of the recent procedures you've had done?
Well, the recent procedures I had done actually set me back a little bit. So my rehab's basically just been maintenance. And I think a lot of swimmers can relate to that with shoulder issues and whatnot, that the best you can do is just kind of maintain and be patient and then wait for that door to open to really push forward. And so I've had to be really patient with not making a lot of progress, but just kind of maintaining for the last couple of months since my surgery, and it looks like the door has finally opened up from the last day or so, and I can start moving forward again and making more progress. But as of right now, all I can really do is the things I was doing about 6 months ago, which is still quite a bit, standing up and taking a few steps and being on my legs a little bit with some help.
That sounds great that you seem to be moving on with the rehab. So is there anything else interesting developing with that rehab? Or do you have any other future kind of procedures that are possibly on the horizon?
I'm always checking out different medical journals and reading up on stem cell research and rehab therapies that other people are doing. As for right now, it sounds like being at Project Walk is still the best option for me in California. So I'm going to maintain doing that, but I'm not going to change things up a whole lot. It's just a great place for me, and they know the program better than anyone as far as me getting up to the next level.
Well, thanks for taking a little bit of time to talk about your rehab and also getting our listeners a little bit more updated on what's been going on. Right now, we're going to be right back to talk to you about the Dave Denniston Relays after a short break. Swimming World Radio is provided to our listeners in conjunction with Swimming World Magazine. To subscribe to the world's leading independent resource for swimming, just visit swimmingworldmagazine.com and click on the rotating magazine cover to the left. Right now, we are offering our two-year Beijing special that includes premium access at a savings of 60%. Subscribe now. We're back with Dave Denniston, who will be hosting his self-titled relays on Saturday, July 7th at El Toro High School in Lake Forest, California. So, Dave, can you tell us a little bit about the history of the relays?
Well, actually, I'm not hosting it. It has my name, but the SVA Marlin swim team, or the team that's actually put it together and hosting it with their head coach, Christy. It started initially to help pay for my funds off my surgery in 2005. Breaking your back is a very expensive ordeal. Yeah. And we set up the fundraiser in terms of doing something fun, a little bit different than just a traditional swim-a-thon where you just swim, and it's not a whole lot of fun. You just swim for hours. And when I swam, one of my favorite events was always relays. So we thought, well, let's set up an event type that's similar to like a swim-a-thon that we could raise some money for me and kids could have fun. And so Jessamine Miller, Dave Salo, and the Nova group did that the first two years, and raised over $60,000 for me. And then
wow,
it just got crazy this year with Dave working at USC and a little bit of transition at Nova and my surgery. So we're doing it this year at the El Toro High School, and it's going to be even better because Christy Bode, the coach, has gone crazy and just taken off with it, and it's going to be a really fun event. We've added some more fun relays this year too.
Like you started talking about this year as opposed to the history. So let's talk about that, this year's history or this year's edition. I've heard that several Olympians have committed to attending the relays so far. Who do you have on board and who else is in the works?
Right now we got a lot of really, we've always had good Olympians show up. Last year, Natalie Coughlin and, Lenny Kreselberg and Jason Lezak have always been there. This year, Jason Lezak's going to be there again, as well as Cleet Keller. Amanda Beard told me she's coming in, so we're really excited about having her there. Who else? It seems like there's always more. Stacyana Winfield is a big supporter, has always helped me out. She's going to be there. So we've got a pretty good core group, and there's always going to be more people who can, if they can, and can show up if they are able to, and some people just have other operations. But those are the big four names this year, and it's going to be a blast because we get those Olympians inside some inner tubes swimming with kids, and this year the big relay at the end of the event is going to be a sprite relay, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
So let's do talk about some of those more fun relay formats. So what are the ones that you're going to be offering, and can you explain a little bit about each one of them?
Yeah, the big format, the relay, everybody tends to some degree is either a 400 freestyle relay or a 400 medley. And at the beginning of the event, the Olympians are going to post a time in the 400 medley relay, and they're going to post a time in the 400 free relay, basically whatever they can swim on that day. And the goal is for teams of up to 8 people to try to beat that goal time that they set in the 400 medley relays. So we're going to have a pile of those. But then in between, to mix it up, we're going to have an inner tube relay of up to 8 or 10 people, and then a noodle relay where there's 2 people at a time swimming with a noodle, and they can't let go of the noodle, either one of them, at any point. There's the T-shirt relay, where you exchange the T-shirt between partners, and then the sprite relay at the end, where you swim down, chug a sprite, and swim back, and try not to get sick.
Yeah, it's definitely chugging the sprite instead of some other adult beverages for the 21 and older crowd there, since you'll be having some kids there. But you also did speak how originally it helped you out with some of the expensive procedures that you had to have going with when you broke your back. But where are the proceeds starting to go now for the relays?
Well, it still does help me with paying for Project Walk, but we've gotten enough money to where I can start helping other athletes at Project Walk. And there's several people who have either been swimmers or been related in a swimming or water type accident that, you know, raising funds for themselves is getting to be difficult, and their therapy is starting to get they're making a lot of progress and can't pay to keep going. So what I decided is to try to set up a scholarship for those guys, and a lot of the proceeds will go to a few of the athletes, 2 or 3, that are trying to pay for Project Walk or a similar type therapy to try to get back on their legs.
Well, that sounds good. And I just, first of all, I wanted to say I'm looking forward to hearing how the relays turn out on July 7th at El Toro High School in Lake Forest, California. And also just wanted to thank you for taking the time to come on the program, Dave.
Well, thanks, Jason. It means a lot. And anybody can show up. It's not for anybody specifically. We try to get parents, coaches, and kids to show up. So if anyone just wants to come and show up, you can the day of at El Toro High School, or we have a website set up with it. It's DaveDennistonRelays.com. That'd be a great opportunity if anybody wants to look into more of it.
Yeah, everybody that's listened to this broadcast, go ahead and check out DaveDennistonRelays.com for more information, and also at DaveDennison.com to kind of keep up on how your rehab goes with your daily journal.
All right.
I appreciate you for taking the time to talk to me, Dave.
Well, thanks very much, Jason. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you to Swimming World Radio's faithful listeners, as well as Michael Franti, for the intro and outro music stemming from the title track of his Yellfire album. This has been Jason Marstiller reporting on swimming from around the world.